I'd like you to have a couple of things out during the morning message. One is the little booklet called Two Ways to Live, and the other is the bulletin insert. One of them is a picture of the bridge diagram, the How to Share Your Faith diagram from a couple of weeks ago, and the other has six boxes on it. And what I plan on doing this morning is to give you another way of sharing your faith with someone, as I did a couple of weeks ago. Now, if you first of all take the paper and go to the side with the suggestions for creating a bridge diagram, it looks a little messy because of all the instructions on the side, but this is what we went through a couple of weeks ago. And there are a number of verses you can use to share the gospel with this bridge diagram, the bridge between our sin and God in His holiness. But I chose just to use two passages, Romans 5 and Romans 10. And so if you can just remember Romans 5 and Romans 10, and you can draw this diagram and share the gospel with people. Now, this particular way of sharing the gospel begins with the idea of separation from God and our sin and the need for us to somehow bridge that gap between God and us. And then, of course, the cross is the way in which that gap is bridged. And if you were here a couple of weeks ago, we went through it bit by bit. And I've given you some instructions as to how to use that diagram. But this morning, I want to do something different. This is a little booklet called Two Ways to Live. And just as the other presentation of the gospel was suitable for a telephone, so is the Two Ways to Live. So on my phone, I have the app for the bridge diagram, and I also have this app for Two Ways to Live. And you can just go to your app store, if that's or your Play Store, whichever kind of device you have, and you can use this on your phone. If you have a phone or a tablet with you, you can always have this. However, also we have the same message in the blue booklet. And each of you has one, and I will put some on the table so you can pick them up if you use the one you've got. So that if you keep one of these in your purse or your car pocket, then you would have something that you could use to share the gospel. But you could also just draw it out on a napkin in a restaurant. And so that's what I'm going to encourage you to do as we go through the presentation, is to draw things out. First of all, we'll be looking at the booklet. Then I'll encourage you to draw on the paper that I gave you. There are six boxes and six very simple diagrams. So let's begin. Open your booklet to the introductory page, the very first page there. It says, the message at the heart of Christianity is quite simple, simple enough to be outlined in a few pages. It is a message from the Bible about God and His Son, Jesus. It is about life and death and the choice that we all face. And it all starts with a loving Creator God. Now, if you'll turn the page in your book, you'll see a diagram of a crown and a man standing on the earth. And the summary is on the right-hand side, on the green side of the book. It says, God is the loving ruler of the world. He made the world. He made us rulers of the world under Him. And underneath that is a verse that you could use with that picture. You are worthy, O Lord, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. So that's the summary. Now the explanation is on the other side of the page. And let's read it together. We're going to read the white side of the page together. The first point of the Christian message, together, your voices. Yeah, okay, not just with your eyes. The first point of the Christian message is that God is in charge of the world. He is the ruler, the supreme president, the king. Unlike human rulers, however, God always does what is best for his subjects. He is the kind of king you'd like to be ruled by. God rules the world because he made the world. Like a potter with his clay, God fashioned the world into just the shape he wished, with all its amazing details. He made it, and he owns it. He also made us. God created people who were something like himself and put them in charge of the world, to rule it, to care for it, to be responsible for it, and to enjoy all its beauty and goodness. He appointed humanity to supervise and look after the world, but always under his own authority, honoring him and obeying his directions. You can see this represented in the illustration. God is the ruler, the crown, and humanity is created to live and rule God's world under God's loving authority. It all sounds rather ideal. God in heaven, people ruling the world according to his directions, and everything right with the world, but everything is very obviously not right with us or the world. Now, if you'd switch to the other thing there. It disappeared. Oh, it's in, okay, go one over there, click there, and then down arrow. There you go. So on your paper, you can draw a picture something like this. If you were in a restaurant using a napkin and wanting to present the gospel, you could draw a simple stick figure and a crown and a world. Now, I want to point out some differences between this presentation of the gospel and the bridge presentation that we used a couple of weeks ago. In the bridge presentation of the gospel, you start with our separation from God because of sin. This presentation of the gospel starts with God and his sovereignty over the world because he made it and because we are under him. So if you were using this and using your Bible and didn't have the little booklet, and you're thinking of God creating the world and us under God and us ruling the world in his place, under his authority, there's a passage of scripture that you might very well think of very easily. That would be Genesis chapter 1. So if you have your Bibles, you want to follow along, Genesis chapter 1, you could read Genesis 1, 26 to 31. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding its seed. It shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green